guilty. There is an alternative.
This is Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. It's a beautiful May 23rd evening here in Waukesha. And folks, we spent a lot of time this year talking about democracy in America and opportunity for growth. We are really, really privileged this evening to have Alex Lazary, who's running for the U.S. Senate with us this first half of the show to talk about his plans to make Wisconsin a better place, a stronger democracy, and hope for our children. So, Alex, why don't you just introduce yourself to the listeners?
Awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. It's great to be here, really appreciate you having me on. We've been running for about 16 months. You know, but took a leave of absence from my job as an executive with the Milwaukee Bucks to run in this race because I just thought we needed a change in Washington. Right. I think one of the biggest problems we have right now is, you know, Ron Johnson is, you know, our senator in name only. Right. For the last 12 years, we've really only had one person in Washington fighting on our behalf and fighting for our interests. And that to me is what this race is about, is giving Tammy Baldwin a real partner in DC to bring some real change and real results for Wisconsin. And to me, what I thought we needed in that candidate was someone who could actually get the job done, right? I think we've, you know, been kind of electing these career politicians who don't know how to actually pass legislation, how to actually get to yes, and how to actually deliver. You know, we hear a lot, you know, about fighting and who's gonna fight, but I think people are getting tired of just fighting. I think they want some results. And I've got a track record of having done that, right? We, you know, pay a $15 minimum wage. We've created thousands of good paying union jobs. I've been on the front lines of racial and social justice and voting rights. You know, my wife is chief of staff at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. So, you know, we've been on the front lines for a lot of these big fights and have delivered some meaningful results for the people of Wisconsin. And that's why I thought, that's why I got in this race and why I thought I'd be the best candidate.
Terrific. So, share with us how you've been received around the state and with a focus on Waukesha and this part of the country between Madison and Milwaukee, right? This is, after all, the Devil's Radio. This is the Shaw. You know, I was out in Waukesha earlier. I'm not there right now, but that's where the studio is at, 92.7 FM. So what are people saying?
Yeah, so anywhere we've been traveling, whether it's been in, you know, Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, Ozaukee, even going to, you know, Wausau, Eau Claire, Hudson, right? Anywhere we've really been going, we're hearing the same thing. People are looking for change. People are looking for something new. But I think most importantly, people are looking for someone who can actually go to Washington, cut through some of the partisan bickering and actually deliver, right? I think we're hearing a lot of, I think about, hey, look, I like your policies, but we want someone in Washington who can get something done, right? What's going on there today is not actually doing anything for the people of Wisconsin. And people are looking for someone like Tammy Baldwin, right? Someone who has actually delivered. Tammy's not worried about, you know, her stature on Twitter or, you know, how often she's on Meet the Press or anything like that. Tammy's rolling up her sleeves and delivering for the people of Wisconsin. And she cares more about, you know, what's on the Baraboo News record rather than what's on the front page of the Washington Post. And that to me is what we're running on, right? Is how are we going to be able to deliver for Wisconsinites? And it's not just always the things that, you know, the DC press corps is talking about. A lot of the most important things that you're going to happen and that you're going to be able to get done and send back to your constituents are things that CNN isn't covering, right? But it's gonna have a meaningful impact for people in Baraboo, and that's what we're running on. And that's why we've seen our poll numbers climb the way they have, is because we're not just saying, hey, here's a problem, right? Hey, inflation's a problem. We're actually coming up with solutions and showing that I've got a track record of having dealt with a lot of these issues, right? By creating more jobs here in Wisconsin, investing in Wisconsin, making sure that we were bringing real economic development. You know, these are the things that I think people of Wisconsin are saying, oh, great. I know you've delivered for me before. That's how I know you're going to be able to deliver for me when you get to DC, And that's what we've been seeing and hearing across the state. And it's reflecting the poll numbers as well.
You know, before we get into the polls a little bit more, Ron Johnson has really sort of, it seems to me, played off rural Wisconsin with Milwaukee and Madison. You know, my sister lives up in Wautoma, up in Washira, you know, just relatively, you know, that's a relatively poor county, mainly white folks like me. And that county voted for President Obama, right, in 08, but I don't think they voted blue since. How do you see Ron Johnson playing this divide? And what are you saying to folks to say, look, Alex Lazary and Tammy Baldwin can put something else together?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I try to remind people is, you know, before a lot of voters voted for Trump, they did vote for Barack Obama, right? This wasn't generations ago. This was 12 years ago, right? I remember, you know, working in the White House for President Obama, right? This is something that happened very recently. And after they voted for Donald Trump, who'd they vote for? Tammy Baldwin. So these voters are able to be persuaded. We're able to get them. And I think that's something that, look, I don't know what goes on in other states. I know what goes on here in Wisconsin. And what I know is that there is a large swath of voters that are persuadable and that are looking for, again, I think that type of not just change, but someone who's going to really deliver. And when I travel the state, I hear a lot of the same problems, right? And I think you're right. Ron Johnson and Republicans are trying to divide the state, right? They want to divide this between rural and urban. And they want to say, hey, for us to help you in Washura County, that means, you know, we got to take from Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is trying to take your money. And what I keep trying to say is, look, politics is not a zero-sum game, right? We can help people in Milwaukee and people in Washura County, right? We've got broadband issues in Racine, just like we have broadband issues in Wausau. We've got access to good, clean water problems here in Milwaukee, whether it's with lead pipes, or access to good, clean water in Jackson County, right? Whether it's from PFAS, access to good quality public school education, access to good quality health care, not just health insurance, but health care, right? Access to good jobs, whether it's in agriculture or in or running a small business. These are all, I think, similar problems from around the state. And we need someone who's actually going to be able to help. And I think when you look at what Ron Johnson's done over the last 12 years, what I've tried to say is, look, whether you voted for him or not, to me is kind of irrelevant, right? What I'm coming to you now is, what has he done for you? He was in the majority in the Congress for 11 of his 12 years in the Senate. Where was his bill for broadband? Where was his bill to bring jobs back from overseas? Tammy would have partnered with him on all of those. Instead, all he's done is passed a piece of legislation to cut taxes for himself and to make it easier to send jobs from overseas. And right now he's actively pushing jobs to South Carolina rather than trying to keep them here in Wisconsin.
Right. You're talking about Oshkosh.
Yep, exactly. Right. These Oshkosh trucking jobs. So like the difference right now is Ron Johnson is South Carolina's third senator. What we need is someone who's going to advocate for Wisconsin and be their second and be our second senator so that we can actually bring our tax dollars, right? Our tax dollars go to Washington. Let's bring our tax dollars back home.
Absolutely. I think, you know, as a taxpayer myself, I'm absolutely 100% for that.
Right.
And I think people forget, right? There's so much talk about sort of politics in the abstract that people forget that really what a senator can do for you is deliver on how do you apportion and divide up that tax pie and how much comes home, right?
That's one of the biggest jobs that you have is basically saying, hey, you know, and one of the things I try to remind people is, look, before COVID, we were a tax outlay state. Which is crazy, right? That means more of our tax dollars that we pay every year were going to other states. Right. So the state of Wisconsin was just losing money.
Right.
What I want to do is make Wisconsin a tax inlay state. I want not only our tax dollars to come back home and be invested and reinvested in our communities, but I want Illinois' tax dollars. I'm going to fight for Minnesota's tax dollars, New York's, California's, everyone's tax dollars. I want to bring them back here to Wisconsin and invest in our public schools, invest in broadband across the state, make sure that we can have clean water, bring public transportation and connect the entire state. These are the things that I think really resonate with people, whether you are in Washura County, Walworth County, Kenosha, Madison, right? This is common sense issues to bring our money just back here.
And Waukesha too.
Waukesha is gonna be, and I say this every time, Waukesha is gonna be the swing county in this election.
I think that, you know, it's a large county. People are paying attention in Waukesha. People have historically come out and voted. So we got a break coming up here. Why don't you we'll spend a few minutes just talking about what are the polls showing? Where are you at situated?
Yeah, well, we're seeing in all the polling is the same trend lines, right? Which is us rising and the other candidates kind of going down. And so we've been able to pull this race into a statistical tie for first between me and Mandela. And that's just been as a result of us being able to communicate with voters and people actually seeing other people in the race. And I think that's something that voters are being attracted to right now, which is our message, right? We're talking about how we're going to bring jobs back from overseas. We're talking about how we're going to make sure that we're helping people put more money back in their pockets. We're talking about, you know, how are we going to make sure that we're protecting a woman's right to choose, right? These are all the things that we're able to communicate and talk to voters about. And, you know, you can spend as much money on TV ads or mail that you want. If voters don't like what you have to say, they're not going to vote for you. And I think what we're seeing right now is voters like the message that I have of change and being able to bring real results for the people of Wisconsin. And that's why they're supporting me now, and that's what we're seeing in the polling.
Well, folks, I'm here with Alex Lazary. We're coming up on a break. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night here in the Shaw, 92.7 FM, to let you know about democracy. And we're going to be back on the other side with Alex Lazary to talk a little bit about his new plan he put out last week on how to improve public safety, an issue that's hot issue for everyone. Be right back, folks.